Almost got it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition
of Sots Watch.
Sots Watch.
Did you hear that echo? It was totally the echo of my own voice that just happened there. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ben.
I'm Doug.
And joining us, a very special episode, Sotskers, because we have our first cameo, our first guest star. Please give it up, Sotskers, in your own cars, homes, wherever you're listening. For Josh Redwine, everybody.
Woo! How's it going, everybody?
Please clap.
Yes. Oh, please clap.
Please clap. Josh, first of all, where's your movie expertise come from?
Basically, I hate every movie that I watch. So this is going to be real fun because movies that people typically enjoy, I hate. For example, I really did not enjoy... I didn't want to say I didn't enjoy it, but Black Panther is on my list of movies that I have issues with. So that gives you kind of a metric of where I'm at.
Yeah, it's Well, Sotskers who have listened to every episode know that we love the movie.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't like it. So there you go. I have reasons for that. We're not going to get into that apparently today. So
We might. We're going to tell you the theme of our show in a little bit, folks. But first, we've got a little bit of movie news. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Today, September 5th, or whenever you listed it, Captain Marvel's first look sort of came out. There had been some set photos that got leaked, I think, but we got our first look at Brie Larson in her costume. Some of the other characters, I was surprised how much they showed, some of the side characters and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that. I just saw the initial thumbnail of Captain Marvel's her costume.
We got to look at Nick Fury too, didn't we?
We got to look at Nick Fury. We got to look at, I assume, our Skrulls, and then Jude Law, his character, who just is Jude Law, and a couple of guys from Guardians of the Galaxy are back because this takes place in the 90s. Ronan and Jaimin Hansu's character, whose name I don't remember in the movie. It doesn't matter. The bad guy's second in command.
Okay.
What'd you guys think? First impressions. 10th impressions.
I think that Hollywood's getting a lot better at making super suits look realistic.
That's for sure.
Or look like something a person could actually wear and move around in.
I don't know. I prefer Green Lantern's CGI catastrophe.
Oh, my God. No.
Hot takes.
And that's been the show.
It was a good run, Sotskers.
Well, I have to take my leave now, completely on my own volition.
Nobody ever saw Aaron after that.
Well, I agree with you. I think that Hollywood's getting a lot better at making those super suits look realistic. I think she looks a little like Supergirl, though. I mean, if I'm just being honest.
Is it just the color scheme?
It's the color scheme, and she's blonde, and she looks the same, and she's got that same stance, like, oh, look at me. You know, it's just kind of, to me, it just seems like they're trying to do a superhero.
To be fair, isn't every superhero stance kind of look at me?
Yeah, it is. But
with the exception of Batman.
You know, I'll give it a chance. I'm getting a little burned out in the Marvel Universe. Man, you guys are going to hate me.
There's been a lot of them. I'm not burnt out, but I get it for people who aren't way into it. And it's all characters I grew up reading and stuff, so I'm very excited because they've done well. But I get it. There's a lot of movies.
I'll give it a shake and probably hate it, but I'm going to try it.
Got to see Space Jam first. And then we'll go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have not seen Space Jam, and I am proud of that.
God, I forget that about you. It feels like something, like, I don't actually have, like, little labels over everyone's head in my like, brain, but I kind of do. And it's like, Aaron, I once accidentally kicked the wind out of him once, is better at video games than me. Smells. That's like what his label says. The top of yours should just be has never seen.
That's going to be on my gravestone. It's going to see here lies Josh Redwine. Still hasn't seen Space Jam.
And ironically, they'll have a little video of it playing.
Oh no, that's
24/7. But it's okay because the screen faces away from you.
Yes, so exactly. There you go.
Still haven't seen it.
I'll be at your funeral holding up a boombox just with a slow version of. Now you gotta get up. It's time to jam now.
Oh my God.
A real jam going.
I'll be sure to have a security guard there. It'll be in my will. If somebody is there playing Space Jam, just have them removed immediately. That would be my will. So, yeah.
God. Are you guys excited about Captain Marvel, the movie?
Not actively. I'm not, like, actively jazzed about it. I know next to nothing about this Marvel hero. I would say Captain Marvel is the hero of the movies that we've seen so far. I know the least about Captain Marvel.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything to knowingly get excited about, if that, like, to look forward to, because I know nothing.
Right.
That being said, like, I haven't really hated any of the MCU movies so far, so I'm not this kid. I'm pointing at our co-host.
Because I have some reservations, but they're purely, like, on the business, like, the production side of it.
Yeah.
Like, when Guardians of the Galaxy was announced, that's very obscure. Were you guys, when you saw that, how did you think? Were you apprehensive? Did you have no feelings at all?
Going into it prior to,
like, before it came out. Yeah, before it. When it was just announced, maybe you saw that first trailer where it was literally just them showing you who the characters are, what their names are.
I mean, there was some skepticism, of course, but I was willing to give them a shot. Up till that point, I enjoyed every Marvel movie, so.
I like weird. And, a talking raccoon who's obsessed with stealing, like, fake body parts and big guns. Like, that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
You know, a talking tree guy. I liked him, too. And I like Chris Pratt. So I was excited because I was like, oh, here's him leading a movie. And it's an MCU movie. I had low expectations because I just didn't know what to expect and was blown away. So,
and I'm in the same boat. Like, that's actually one of the movies I did enjoy. I did like Guardians of the Galaxy. I like Chris Pratt. I think he's great. And I saw the trailer and I was like, I might want to give this movie a shot. It looks really good. It looks really interesting. So I didn't have a whole bunch of knowledge about it coming in. But when I checked it out, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
And maybe, I mean, that's my hope for this. It's like, I don't know anything about Captain Marvel. So maybe, because I'm going to go see it, maybe it'll really blow me away. Maybe Captain Marvel will be my new favorite Marvel hero because I just, like, who's to say?
Well, and who had Iron Man being? Oh, obviously Iron Man will be the flagship character of this new universe.
Right.
No one said in 2007.
Right.
But my concerns are they're not doing a – they didn't say they're not doing an origin story. That's what everyone kind of took away from the announcement. They said at the beginning of the movie she'll have all her powers. I still think you have to do a – origin story for that character because of the reason. Like, I know who it is, but I've read comic books for 25 years.
Nerd.
Well, you're not wrong.
Nerd.
I have Civil War 2, which was a couple years ago. She was very prominent in that. Mm-hmm. The concern I have is they have two directors, which, whatever, so did Civil War and Infinity War. Mm-hmm. But there's like 8 credited writers of the movie, and that's a concern. And it could be, like I said, they haven't really had a misstep. Thor: The Dark World was not that good, but it's like a terrible garbage.
You don't call Age of Ultron a misstep?
Well, no, I mean, they've had missteps, but nothing like catastrophically bad. We're just like, that was just a straight up bad movie.
Yeah.
Age of Ultron, yeah. I didn't hate Age of Ultron. I don't love it. I don't go rewatch it often, but.
I believe we brought that up for amazing trailer and disappointing movie in one of our.
Oh, yeah. The first trailer was sweet.
The first trailer was fantastic.
The Pinocchio song and.
Yeah.
Nothing, the movie was nothing like
there
that.
There are no strings on me.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Holy God.
Goosebumps just now. Yes. And we're like, yes! And then the whole movie was like a 2-hour.
Just a big old smelly deuce.
It was, man.
Did that episode air? The trailers? Was that the time?
Yeah, that might be a lost episode. Watch for it, Sotsker. Listen for it, Sotsker.
Easter egg.
Easter egg. The entire episode is.
I think
Easter.
That's on my.
We're
going
to release it on Easter. No, we're not.
It'll be in an egg. You have to find the egg. That's my concern. I think I'm going to trust them because, again, Guardians of the Galaxy, when that was announced, it was like, it's either going to be fantastic or terrible. Luckily, it was fantastic. They haven't done anything. I think they know what they're doing at this point.
Yeah.
And it's basically pop art. So it's kind of down to a science, but.
I'm hopeful for, again, following the theme of Guardians of the Galaxy, a kick-ass 90s soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yes.
Good music.
Yes.
Sorry, I stepped away from the microphone. That's what one of the set photos was, her Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, wearing a S.H.I.E.L.D. hat and a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt. That bodes well already.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're 100%
excellent.
Right.
Boom, ba, ba, doom, ba. Is that Nine Inch Nails?
I
kind of.
You're asking the wrong.
Depends
guy.
On what song you were going to finish that with.
I was thinking the bing, ba, doom, ba, ba, dee, ba. I don't know.
That's you're right. That's like, man.
Yeah. I'm a step man. Bop-a-doom, bop-a-dee-ba. I believe it's the exact.
Yeah. That's Aaron got me. My brother. Thank you, brother.
I was just mimicking your sounds. I don't really have any clue what he's talking about.
It's, right. It's okay. It was some 90s song. Uh-huh. My Sot Screws, my favorite Sot Screws, know what I'm talking about. Patrick Rothfuss.
Number One Hug Ninja.
Number One Hug Ninja. Yep.
Mike does not know.
Pants Manager.
The Unnamed Pants Manager.
That's a great username.
Mystery to us all. But yes, that's kudos.
Yeah. We forgot to say what we're drinking.
Oh, sure we did.
We're all drinking the same thing.
Not really.
Well, kind of three out of the
overlap.
Yeah, there's a Venn diagram here. Doug's right in the middle for once. The three beer drinkers are drinking Victoria. I think at least I've drank this on the show before. Cervecilla Modelo, Mexico.
Flawless Spanish.
Flawless Spanish.
Thank you.
I love that. That's great. I'm drinking some whiskey.
It was the whiskey you brought.
Yeah, the whiskey.
It's from Lost Spirits Distillery in L.A.
Yep.
I can't remember the name of this particular whiskey.
Me neither. Something about spirits.
Yeah. There's they do one whiskey with charred whiskey barrel staves.
Yeah.
This one's with toasted whiskey barrel staves.
It's really good.
It's really tasty. The fascinating thing about this, and I won't, if you're in LA, go take their tour, because it's like Willy Wonka, but with booze.
Oh, nice.
You take a little boat ride, and at the end of the boat ride, they tell you that the water you were riding on is the cooling tank for the distillery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's all whiskey.
No, right? Like, wouldn't that be? Yeah. You just lose every tour.
The power of life.
Every tour member as they all splash back in. But yeah, so this is molecularly identical to a 20-year scotch.
See, that's what I heard.
But they make it in like less than 2 weeks.
Nice.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Go take the tour. But
it's really good. It's where whiskey has that burn that goes down your throat for me, basically, because I'm a lightweight and I'm weak. but like it doesn't have that. It has a nice finish, but it doesn't have that like awful burn. So it's really smooth. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, very good
stuff. I'm glad you like it. So that's what we're drinking, Sotskers. Let's move on into the topic, because I think this is going to be a fun discussion, and we're all glad to have alcohol.
Yep.
So you've heard of happy hour, folks. Well, we're going to have an angry hour. We're going to take an hour of your time to complain about everything in movies that we can readily think of.
All topics are on the table.
Yeah. So it could be a specific movie. It could be a specific actor, director, trope, anything like that. I'm going to start us off because I had one.
He's ready to go.
Uh-huh. I hate in movies when someone is obviously working either at a typewriter or a computer and they're hunched over and it's late at night. There's like one lamp on right over them, right? Because that's how everything is set up. Uh-huh. And As soon as the camera like settles on them, they go, and they lean back and they rub their eyes and they stretch and then they reassess what they've just been focusing on. It's like, stop doing that.
Why? What's the problem?
Because no one does that, or at least not with such frequency.
I've done that so many times. It's 3 a.m. I've been working. I go, I do the whole eye rub thing. I do that all the time.
I do that 5 or 6 times per podcast.
Well, that's different.
Just
that's a whole
get
different.
The one lamp every time.
Yeah. Oh, always.
There it is.
I make Chelsea break it above me just for.
it's like. Find something else interesting to come in on that on, because it's not interesting anymore. We've seen everyone do that now.
Sure. Okay, so what would you suggest then?
A little yoga. How about it? Stands up, does a little brisk.
a little butterfly pose or something.
Throws into a downward dog real quick. Downward facing dog.
Warrior stance.
Do a quick sun salutation. How about this? Stands up, cracks his back. Quick line of coke back in. Just right off the knuckle.
Yeah, that's where you live in LA too long. Yeah.
I mean, that's how we do it.
Aaron, did you have one right off?
Yeah, I can think of one. I don't know how many movies have done this. There was one just a few years ago. I can't remember the name of it at all. But the whole trope of like, careful guys, she can utilize 100% of her brain. We're all so terrified of this person that can use 100% of the brain.
Are you talking about Lucy. Jesus Christ.
Sweet Lord, and stop it.
Limitless was also the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
The one where
everybody uses, we consciously use however much, but 100% of the brain is always in use. Stop. Yes. Shut the hell up.
I like that even if you're using 100% of your brain, that means you have
Yeah.
I'm using all of my English skills.
It's a good thing I just forgot all those physics I knew. It's like, no.
I got into an argument with the lady, and she was
what? So, you?
No, wait. Yeah, here's the problem. So we were talking about Lucy effect, and we were talking about she was using 100% of her brain, and she could somehow change her hair color because she's using 100% of her brain.
She could, like, see wireless signals.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, time out. How are you changing your hair color using – how does use of more of your brain –
well, if you could use more than 10% of your brain, you'd know how to.
Watch, Ben's going to do it right now. Oh my God, you won't believe it. It really happened.
Yeah, guys.
You guys can't see it.
I only held for a second.
He looks like this Robin. No, I'm kidding.
Oh God, I changed skin. I did it backwards.
She was arguing with me that it's possible because I was like, you can't change your features using more of your brain. I don't know. I hate that. I do hate that.
I'm glad you had someone to argue that point, though. Yeah, you could do it.
It got pretty heated. I think she was trolling me. I swear to God.
Sure, if you're smart enough, you can just change your hair color. I'd be mad, too. I'd be like, stop talking.
But you and your mom are getting along now.
Yes. Yes, we're getting along. That was her. I admit.
Mine is not dissimilar from that, but in movies when they have to jump a long distance, like over a thing. You know how when you jump, it's an arc? There's somewhat of an arc? In movies like that, if you watch them, they jump, and then they fly in a straight line. The Matrix is one of the only movies I've seen that actually did it. They had Morpheus skyrocket and land on the other thing. But, like, the Power Rangers movie that came out a couple years ago, that's a prime example. And they also do that, like, kicking in midair, like this. Kicking their legs and pinwheeling their
arms. You're making your air drag worse.
Yeah. Like, that would not help you. And
it helped Ferris Bueller.
It did help Ferris Bueller. Ow! But he did the arc. It was just in slow motion. He just jumped over like a 4.5-foot
fence. Ow! I'm sorry.
I was going to see if you were going to do it as long as that scene actually. That's my first one that drives me nuts. I hate it. That's something that you should just ignore because chances are you're watching a movie with like robots or aliens or something in it anyway. But
no.
Just have them arc a little bit. It's not that hard.
But robots and aliens exist.
Well, probably.
Let's see?
I've never seen a robot, though.
Here's mine.
It took me a sec.
So this is one that always pisses me off. Right. Or not pisses me off. It just gives me a little like, come on, come on with something different. Person standing there talking and then suddenly gets hit by a bus. Do you know how many times that's been used in every single movie known to man?
Well, and it's like, to stop having your characters just stop
standing
in the middle of the street.
Yeah, right.
We all know what's going to happen.
You're going to get hit by
a
bus.
And the bus is always going like 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. And they're just gone, just obliterated. Never and they somehow breaks. Survive.
Yeah, well, sometimes. Because in the orphanage, they say the old lady's name and she turns around. Bus go and it doesn't even stop, it just keeps going. Like I think that bus driver would hopefully know they hit somebody.
What was that?
Probably nothing again. That is one, but it's always a bus. Yeah. Final Destination was the first movie I saw to do that. Made sense in that
movie. Made sense in that
movie. Sure.
Yeah.
But since then it's been what, Mean Girls? It's been in
The Orphanage. Orphanage. Sure.
I mean, like,
there's one I watched the other day and I can't remember the name of it. But the guy literally like, walks out of the street.
Gets
it stops for a second, boom. Yep.
Like the shock value of that is completely gone. Like at this point, it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Just,
oh yeah, and the bus is honking its horn sometimes, which is even like
you never hear like brakes engaging.
No, there's a horn.
Just and it's not even it's like, my favorite is when it's a little like it doesn't even sound like a hit really. It's just like pop. Then you're gone.
It's another punching in movies. That used to annoy me. That's like that psh sound.
Yeah.
But a real punch sounds so stupid.
That's
not it.
And guys, Doug has a black eye now. I actually just punched him.
So. Yeah, that was real. Yeah.
But I'm fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
He can heal it using 100% of his brain.
Good Lord. That really does piss me off. That really does.
It makes no sense. It's so dumb. Just the dumbest goddamn trope.
Lazy foreshadowing.
Yeah.
This gun can only kill one kind of robot in the entire history of mankind. Like, oh, I thought we were going to see that one kind of robot. That is actually my big one. We have to find... They're the best whatever in the world. Like, uh-huh. They're the one best. Uh-huh. He's the best lock picker in the world.
How do you know?
Doubt it. Yeah.
How do you know? How do you know?
First of all, to quote Rick Sanchez, have you ever seen a pizza competition? Like, no. Like, there's no lock picking competition. It's not like, and we've got a great bunch of competitors today. Some really serious locks they're going up against. We'll see who the best locksmith in the world is. Doesn't happen.
Everybody knows it's Jill, master of locking.
I was going to say that. That was hilarious. I was going to say that. That's exactly where mine went. I have one. I'm going to kind of throw this in here.
Okay.
It's not a trope. It's a character.
Okay.
That pisses me off. The Incredible Hulk pisses me off.
Just always?
The Hulk, in yeah.
Well, that's his secret, too.
Well, that's his secret. He's always angry. But here's the problem.
It's because they stole your thing.
I am the Hulk, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the problem. He turns into the Hulk, and that's it. Like, his story, his character is stupid. I hate overpowered characters in movies. He turns into the Hulk, and he just smashes everything, and no one can stop him. Bullets bounce off. Missiles bounce off. Nukes bounce. He eats nukes for breakfast. Like, this guy, he just... I hate the Hulk.
I
hate
have a movie Hulk. For you.
What?
Infinity War. You should see it.
Why?
Because...
I haven't seen Infinity War either.
Spoilers for the first 5 minutes of the Infinity War. We'll watch the first 5 minutes here after this is done, and you can get a sense of how they treat the Hulk in that movie. A little bit different this time around.
A little bit different, and I think they do it pretty effectively.
Yeah, I think it works. It makes sense, too, in the way... Yeah. We can't compliment things.
I hate the Hulk.
That was what Superman has a similar problem. Like, once they're doing their thing, they're just...
Yeah, let's just file this under overpowered characters.
Superman, I've never been
unflawed.
Interested.
Overpowered characters that could really control what they're doing is interesting sometimes.
Sure.
But yeah, mm-hmm. when they're always...
Yeah.
Because even the Hulk in the movies, he's supposed to be out of control, but he doesn't really do it.
He's not really out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's always like causing like a... No, Bruce, you know me! And he's like, oh, okay.
No, I do know you.
Sorry.
Sorry,
man.
Whoops. I'm going to fly this plane.
I mean, he punches Thor that one time.
Yeah, that was funny.
But Thor's a god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the one person he literally had, like, no chance of hurting.
Overpowered character.
And Hulk, that was... Because even in Avengers, when they're all sort of getting beat, they just are shooting at Hulk. And he's not getting beat. He just can't move for a second. Because he got one in his eyes. I don't know. Because he didn't know. But Hulk, he's one of those characters that's always... There's a reason they haven't made another solo Hulk.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's a sidekick.
I don't like the Hulk.
Yeah. No. God. I hate a lot of redneck characters. And the reason I hate redneck characters is being from Nebraska.
Not a single one.
I don't know. There's a lot of times where it's like, careful. We're off the beaten path. We're a mile off the interstate. Who knows what's happening out here? And it's always some Hills Have Eyes deliverance like, howdy, y'all. Did you come to fill our bellies or be part of our gene pool? And it's like, oh, God. No,
that's why Cabin in the Woods is so good, because they had that character. That's just a good movie. They had that character that... Then he's like, oh, they're fucking...
They're like laughing at him. He's like, I'm on speakerphone, aren't I?
Yeah. That's a bad one. They all have a southern accent, no matter what. Like in Montana.
Yeah.
Where are y'all going? Like, this is... What state are we in?
Mm-hmm. Well, but that also... And I guess this will be like a side problem. But like, why Romans all have British accents in movies?
Yeah.
There's a former Richard Jenny.
Richard Jenny. Yes.
Late comedian who had a joke about that. But it's true. You go into any Roman movie. Look at Gladiator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They all had English accents. Fucking why?
Wakanda almost had all English accents. It's just sort of when an American movie, they're making a foreign movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, British accent.
Just default accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they have an accent.
They have a default British accent button they just push. It's like, yeah. There you go.
And it's British. And
British?
To a certain
sorry, that was
extent.
Terrible. Sorry.
British?
That was just popped down to Wakanda, eh?
Aaron, put me in the sea with my ancestors who knew it wasn't right to live in chains.
God.
That's Killmonger, though. He was an American character.
Killmonger played by Ben
Dyke. super cockney, bro.
Vibrity. I don't know. Vibranium.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
Different movie.
Have you guys seen... This is a grievance of mine. Have you guys seen A Quiet Place?
Yeah.
Quiet Place.
I have not.
You have not seen A Quiet Place? Okay. The whole point of this is making drama for the sake of having drama. Like, there were so many times in that movie where I was like, well, Jesus, guys. Like, So, okay, I'm going to spoil this a little bit for you guys. If you don't want to see it, there's a part in the thing where they're all down by the river and they start talking. Like, oh, they start making a noise. Like, the things can't hear us down by the river. And I'm like, okay, so why aren't you living by the river?
Down by the river.
Yeah, like, you could
just live in a van.
Yeah, you're just living in a van down by the river and they can't hear you. You can talk. You don't have to, like, sneak around and use cotton to play Monopoly and stupid stuff like that. So, it's
like, but it doesn't make any sense. You can't hear the monsters either.
You don't have to. They only hunt by sound.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't see those things until there's a sound, right? So theoretically, you can go by the river and call it good.
I don't know enough about the movie or anything, but it seems like very simple. Like, you get three people with guns, one person with enough alcohol, and they get into a van.
The bullets bounce off these things. I have a lot of problems with Quiet Place, folks. I'm sorry.
So we're not every monster like Hulk? I'm confused.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to get into that. But just that, making drama for drama's sake, like, there's no reason for this drama to be happening. Like, we're just doing it doing it because
Story needs it to happen that way.
The story needs it to happen that way, yeah. Like, that really just
happens a lot.
Torques me off.
For example, in The Last Jedi, in the whole movie, changing what stuff does and can and cannot do, depending on what they need the characters to do.
You said something.
We ran a decloaking scan. Yeah, that's it, a decloaking scan. Because we'd established earlier that all those ships were cloaked. Whew, good thing I remember we had a decloaking scanner so we could find them and shoot
them. Why don't we run the decloaking scan? Have you priced it lately? We'll wait until we know something's cloaked. Thank you.
I'm a janitor, but of course I know how the most secret technology in the universe works.
Yeah.
And so do you, also a janitor.
So, yeah, drama for drama's sake, just for no reason. There's a pop in the area. A Quiet Place is a good example. A lot of 90% of the movie didn't have to happen. In my opinion, I'm sorry. But anyway, that's my.
Okay. I'm going to drop something. This is.
Oh, boy.
I may not even be welcome in this circle after this, ladies and gentlemen. Sotskers. I'll be moving in with one of you soon.
I'm going to get ready to flip the table.
Yeah. So here's my beef. People who won't shut the hell up about The Big Lebowski. It's overrated. I don't like it that much.
It's overrated.
It's overrated. That movie's funny. It's not like have a film festival based on this one movie.
As the person who hates all movies, I am in agreement. All
right. Okay. Hell yes.
This is maybe the worst crime against humanity.
Do you guys like Big Lebowski?
I like it. I am sort of there. I don't get the super hype about it that some people have.
Yes.
But I think it's really good and really fun.
It's enjoyable. And it's fun.
Entertaining. And John Goodman is excellent.
Well, that's
Market Zero.
Yeah.
Rarely.
John Goodman's always excellent.
Oh, of course. Rarely, if ever, do I have like the urge. You know what? I haven't seen Big Lebowski in a long time. I'm going to watch Big Lebowski right now.
It's an event thing because of when it came out in our lives. It was the first. Well, I don't know if that's true. The first good movie that you watched, but like sort of arty, because it was a Coen Brothers movie. But it's an event movie in that you get together with people, you all make White Russians, and you watch it as a group.
Yeah,
I don't know that many people who just sit down and watch it by themselves on like a Sunday afternoon.
I did.
Well, you watched it all wrong. Like for my cousin's husband's birthday, he rented out the Joy when we watched it there, so everybody's drinking and watching it together. You know, a quote along type thing.
And yeah,
that's what that movie is for. It's one of those. Cult classic.
Sure.
Same as Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's a stupid movie. No one just sits and watches Rocky Horror Picture Show by themselves. I know, but everybody has, you know.
Okay, so what's your beef with it? What is it?
It's just people who are like, oh, I bet you really like The Big Lebowski. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. Take a breath. Quit humping my leg and let's have a conversation.
Yeah, people overhype it so damn much. And I don't.
That
I don't
is
understand
tough.
It.
Yeah, because if you hadn't seen it, like if you get into like your mid to late 20s and hadn't seen it, everyone else has already watched it 400 times. And that is a tough thing, because even really good movies can suffer from that.
Like Space Jam?
Space Jam?
Like Space Jam.
No, Space Jam. Let me talk this out. Nobody get real pissed off. Space Jam is not a good movie. It's just a great thing that happens to be a movie. Michael Jordan can't act. He's terrible. But you have all the surrounding characters around him. It's such a ridiculous, insane premise. Executed really well. It's a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah, the Looney Tunes felt like Looney Tunes again for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, Wayne Knight is in it. Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Murray.
Yep.
Even though he's in it that long.
But it's great.
He makes a Bryan Cranston Godzilla cameo. You still haven't seen that.
No, I haven't.
I guess that's something I can air my grievance with.
What is it?
Why the hell are you going to market 2014 Godzilla as Bryan Cranston versus Godzilla and have him in that movie for like 10 minutes?
So people go,
and he doesn't even die like a heroic death. He's just like up on a walkway, just ugh. He just falls off.
Just then that verbatim.
Like the building collapses, he makes the exact sound.
Spoiler,
and he's just gone.
Oh, yes.
By the way, spoiler, everybody. In the first 10 minutes.
No, it's
probably
like
15.
Oh, it's not a long movie. Marketing can be rough. But I don't know, what are you going to do? It's kick-ass and an Olsen that you don't know against Godzilla.
Sure. I saw that a lot during that. Like 2012 to 2016, I would say. Like, there was a Hercules movie where The Rock was supposed to be Hercules, but he only showed up in, like, flashbacks. Hercules was not truly in the Hercules movie.
That was
movie.
A weird story, though, because they, like, reshot that movie. Like, that movie had a bunch of problems. I think they put that trailer out way too early or something weird.
I don't remember that.
I don't know if it was Hercules or it was some, like, mythological hero.
That's Scorpion King. No, it wasn't.
No, that was much earlier.
Does it bother you that, like, Marvel and Star Wars cut their trailers intentionally misleading?
That much doesn't bother me. I'm okay with misleading trailers when it's for a purpose. Like Force Awakens. Everybody's led up to believe that it's Finn who's going to be the big Jedi hero. But, oh, guess what? It's Rey. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. For anybody,
you bastard.
For anybody who hasn't seen The Force Awakens yet.
Yeah, I think our audience has probably seen it by now.
What? So, they elected a woman Jedi?
They elected her Jedi. That's how it works. They spent their midichlorians.
Actually, Rian Johnson had her wear gray in the whole movie just to, so we knew she wasn't a Jedi.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
She wore white in the first movie. Mm-hmm. Like dirty white, like Luke Skywalker's sand white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in this movie, she wore gray. And Luke Skywalker wore gray. Wait a minute. And Kylo Ren wore no shirt.
With the high pants.
Those pants were so high. Because they were like just
it's
right
like
there.
1920s Jedi. Yeah.
He's got like, a really he's got a really embarrassing sublime tattoo over his head.
Sublime.
Hey, Batista has that.
I think we've talked, not only have we talked about your gripe with Bryan Cranston in Godzilla. But we've talked about the fact that this is another gripe that I have. I hate when, like, they make the trailer for a comedy and then the five funniest jokes in the movie are in the trailer and you go see the movie and you're like, joke is awful.
Yeah.
It's like falls flat, not funny. Clearly they put all the gold in the trailer to get my, whatever, whatever a movie costs.
It's $100 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take out a while to go to a movie now.
I wouldn't say I'm angry. More ecstatic that somebody was stupid enough to do this. Terminator Genesis.
Is
it Genesis?
Sure, it's Genesis. Because why the hell not? They put the big twist, the biggest spoiler in that movie, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Who the hell does that?
By the way. The good guy's
in
back.
Case you weren't already foaming at the mouth, so excited.
Well, you
to
remember
see this
in
movie.
The Sixth Sense trailer when they're like, Bruce Willis dies, but you don't know it. Watch this kid figure it out over the course.
I guess I don't remember.
No,
that
they didn't do that. Because terrible.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It was called He's a Ghost in
China.
It is.
That's the funniest.
It's wonderful. They did that even in kind of switching subjects here, but Final Fantasy VII. There was a trailer of Final Fantasy VII where they show the character being stabbed by Sephiroth.
That's not true.
I do not remember that.
Yeah.
You need to go on YouTube and watch the trailer.
I don't know if it came out before the game or not.
Oh, lots of people get stabbed by 7-foot Nodachis and stuff.
Yes.
So.
But that's also, it's a video game. You see a character die in a trailer.
Sure.
Like, whatever. Yeah. Throw a phoenix down at her and she'll get right up.
I never understood that.
No one
I literally have items that bring people back to life.
The entire game, yeah.
She has a spell that brings people back to life.
Can't bring her back when she's dead.
Wait.
She got killed by a special sword. It's a yeah. very special sword. And yeah.
It all sounds like I don't know, like kindergarten rules. Like, this is the sword of you stay dead. You're dead now. You're dead now. You can't come back. You're dead now.
I have a shield that blocks the stay dead sword.
No.
Ding. It deflected.
Oh, man. Aaron and I used to be like, I'm shooting you with a laser gun. We go ding, bounce right off my shield. There was no sound more insulting than ding. It'd be like, ooh, I got you though. I know I did.
Sorry, ding.
Ding. Oh, Mom and Dad, I'm surprised they didn't drink more with their children. We would be driving to like Yellowstone, like a long drive. And Aaron and I would be in the back seat, just like ding, 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 ding.
This is why you should never have kids, people. I'm not reproducing. I don't think I'm going to.
What are you talking about? Of the four people at this table, I think you're the one who should reproduce. I think we've got enough proof that we're at the annoying end of a gene line. We should probably just sniff it.
Just call it good. Tibbles had a good run, but
we could try to relight that candle, but the wick is just so far down.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I hate. Ghost movies where the ghost is all badass, and then at the end, it's a friendly ghost! I hate that so much. You know, like the ghost ends up being a friendly ghost in the end, like trying to warn the family.
He was trying to help them by throwing stuff at
him. I hate that. Where, like, the ghost comes, it's all scary, and all of a sudden, it's like trying to help the family out by, like, trying to, like.
Oh, we misunderstood.
Yeah.
There's a greater evil.
Exactly.
I think. Save yourself.
What was that? Was it The Conjuring 2? Was it The Conjuring 2 that did that?
I don't know. I only saw the first Conjuring, and
I think it was the second one.
I think it was The Conjuring 2 that did that. We're like. The ghost saw scary.
I never saw any of the Conjuring.
The ghost saw scary and throwing things and like all this stuff. And then all of a sudden they find out that the ghost is trying to protect them from a greater evil that was in the house. And I'm like.
The Haunting in Connecticut was the similar way. Where, it's like openly, like they have scratches on their arms.
Yeah.
Like, hey, get to safety. Like, what?
It's so stupid.
Because that's what I do when I'm trying to warn someone.
Come here. I'm choking you so that you know
you're
going away.
They're trying to spin it where, like, the ghost is evil, but then it's like, no. I tricked you. There's an eviler ghost.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, I hate that.
There's an evil ghost that just now appeared. Right now.
Which to me, that's kind of where I'm at with this latest Predator movie coming out.
Oh my God, don't even.
Because it seems like that's how they're planning it out. It's not even going to be Alien versus Predator. It's going to be Predator versus Predator. Stop. Just stop.
What if I told you the Predator was bigger than a regular Predator?
So it's Predator versus Super Predator.
I love Predator 2.0. It's like, they're the Predators. They're the ultimate hunters in the galaxy. Uh-huh. The ultimate Predator. What could possibly... A bigger one? As, like, I don't know.
Did they ever make Jaws movie where there was a bigger Jaws and they had to fight?
Peter Griffin pitched Bigger Jaws.
Bigger
Jaws.
I call it Bigger Jaws.
We got the Meg this summer, which I haven't seen yet.
Oh, my God.
Just look like Bigger Jaws.
You know what?
Apparently it did really well.
I've heard some people say it was
which
really
surprises me.
Fun. Like it was a really
I don't get Jaws movies or shark movies. Just stay out of the water. Like literally.
The thing
can't get you on land, just stay on land. We're all ended up on this. How many times have you ended up on a boat in your life?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to own one. So.
I think, oh, well. Okay, but like times. Once, but you're in a river or a lake. Not
We're on a lake.
If there's a 40-foot white shark in
the we're going to see it before we get in. Just be like,
it's just sitting in the middle of the lake.
barely keeping its gills wet. It's just like,
but it's
poor shark's doggy paddling around. Like,
shark movies are ridiculous. Shark movies, though. No. Just get out of here. Get at it.
Yeah. Lake Placid, a little more, like, made a little more sense because a giant croc could come out.
It could come out of the water. Right? I get that.
And a regular croc's pretty fast.
Or like piranha. Piranhas, they're going to stay in the water. You get out of the water, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Piranhas sneak up on you, at least.
But if you're in the water.
Well, yeah, if you're in the water.
Sharks, though, will come on land in the form of natos. So,
yes. This fine.
At least five times now,
Oh, they had a sixth one. It was called The Last One.
It better be.
It will not be. It'll be the last one.
If they make a Sharknado 6, I'm riding. I'm serious.
Oh, no, the seventh one will be like the ultimate Sharknado. Mm-hmm. That'll be the final Sharknado. And then it'll be Sharknado versus Octopus Kane. And it's it's like Hurricraken. And it's
Hurricraken. Yes.
The giant alligator versus Sharktopus. And I can't remember who won. I watched that movie too.
I'm so sorry.
There's 10 points for whoever came up with Sharktopus.
I just put a shark head instead of, you know, like an octopus body. Put the octopus legs on the back of a shark head and make it 75 feet tall.
They should have just made it a regular octopus, but instead of a beak, it just had a shark,
head come out. Which is xenomorphs. Movie studios learning the wrong lessons about successful movies drives me nuts.
Yeah.
They're never going to change.
No.
Yeah.
Crazy Rich Asians came out, and movie studios are like, the rom-com is back. Like, yeah, that's true. That's the only lesson we should learn. Not that representation is important to huge groups of people. It's that the rom-com is
Scarlett Johansson's going to play Harriet Tubman, I heard. So.
Not before she stars in the RuPaul bio.
She really wants that Oscar, but
she can act. I was convinced she can act.
She can act, but just play a character that you kind of seem like you might be that person in real life. Because she was going to play that trans guy. Have you seen that guy? And I know it's Hollywood, so they make everybody look a little better. No, it's not happening.
No, she's not. No.
He looks like you if you gained about 90 pounds.
So she was hot.
And no beard. You also couldn't grow a beard.
And they're going to get Scarlett Johansson to play this.
No, they were going to, they said. And then they were like, no, I was never going to play it. But she probably was.
She's probably thinking about it. She probably read the script and was like, I can probably pull this off.
This sounds exactly like me.
And it could have been that she was going to play the guy's girlfriend because she was like a part-time model or something. But yeah, I feel like she wouldn't have dropped out if that's what she was going to do. Mm-hmm. You could be like, why is everyone so mad? I'm playing the girlfriend. Make that easy.
Yeah.
It worked out, but Logan, when Deadpool did well, they're like, we're going to make Logan rated R too, because people like rated R things. Like, that's not... Well, people liked it because he made a cool, interesting story.
Yeah.
Not that it was rated R.
Yeah.
It needed to be for that character, sure, but... Mm-hmm. And it worked out with Logan. Logan's excellent, but...
It is. It's great. But I see... I take your point. Like, when Pirates of the Caribbean came out, and all of a sudden... A bunch of old ship movies came out, like Master and Commander. And
oh my god!
It's like, did anyone see Master and Commander?
I didn't see it. I didn't want to.
Yeah, no, because no one cares about old ships. People care about Johnny Depp flopping around and being like, "Where's the rum going?" And
was it Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter? They were kind of around a similar time, but then there was like they tried to do the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. And the Golden Compass.
Are they done with that series? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Prince
Caspian was the last one.
They're rebooting it, but they're doing a different book. It's a new cast because it has to be.
Because Spider-Man is going to be in it because they're rebooting it, right?
Yeah.
Let's reboot Spider-Man 500 times. That's another thing that pisses me off. Anyway, go ahead.
I agree with you on the reboots, but the newest Spider-Man was good, and they assumed, like we all do, that we knew how Spider-Man got his powers.
I don't know yet. They need to do another one.
Did he buy them at some sort of
like Batman yard or Superman sale? Made sure that we knew how Batman became Batman.
Who cares?
Which is fine. I always wondered what happened to his parents all these years. I've watching and reading Batman media. Like, his parents aren't around and he's angry, and I don't get where the disconnect is. But I really like knowing what happened to his parents and why he became so angry.
They didn't give him enough money. That's what happened.
That might be what it is.
I like what you brought up about the intro to Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. Full title. You know, they're playing out the origin story, and of course, for a cool shot, the gunman pulled the beads onto the back of the gun first, and then bang, so that the pearls would fly off the necklace.
Which is a cool visual.
It is a cool visual, but what gun totally. Was it? Wait.
You'd have to get in real close,
there
too.
We go. Bang.
You
have a gun, like, right here. Excuse me a second.
Wait.
Who does?
I need to scoop that.
Stop.
Also, let me just make this valuable thing much more difficult for you to get.
The reason I'm robbing you.
Yeah.
The Tim Burton Batman did, the guy grabbed it, and she tried to move away, and it exploded, so it had that cool visual of the popcorn and the pearl.
And then they fall.
Zack Snyder should be many action movies director of photography, but that's it. He should not direct. He should never write anything.
Yeah.
Like...
all four of the first, not the original Batman movie with Adam West and the mustachioed Joker.
Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I love those. If you were here on Batman, I'd punch you in the face. Turn around, Joker.
But the original four with Michael Keaton, then
Val Kilmer,
and then George Clooney.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. So
those all in the same category.
This could be a whole different episode. But I think, first of all, Michael Keaton is easily the best Batman.
I agree with that.
I think he's the best combination of
that's team. What I'm getting at.
Okay.
So I think Val Kilmer played a decent Batman, but was garbage as Bruce Wayne. George Clooney was a really good Bruce Wayne, yeah. But was like a silly Batman. And then what's his bucket?
Christian Bale. He was an excellent Batman.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. At the time of the comic books too, it has worked out because that's when they did the whole Batman's his real persona, which is fine. But he was not a good Bruce Wayne. He's too angry. Like people would have been like, That's Batman. He's never around.
Yeah, that guy right there. He's got to be Batman. He's too angry. Yeah.
Can we pitch that movie to somebody? Do a Batman movie where you have one actor as Bruce Wayne and a completely different one.
That would be really bad.
That would be really bad.
Would it be awesome?
No, it'd be really bad.
Oh, it'd be awesome because then at the end you make it like The Prestige, where it was Bruce and Spruce Wayne. Yeah.
Spruce Wayne.
Spruce Wayne.
That's why I like Gotham Knight. It was an animated one, but they did it from these little kids' perspective, so you don't really ever see Batman. He's kind of like in one of them. He's just literally a shadow on the wall chasing the criminals and stuff.
Oh, was that the
that
one?
That was a cool rendition,
like the Animatrix, but it was all Batman.
Yeah, it was Gotham Knight. I think is what it was called. But yeah, it was from their perspective, so it was like how he projects himself. Like he's not really a person running around; it's like a monster. Yeah, and in one of them, he was literally just a monster on a thing that kept swooping down and taking criminals away.
That was cool.
So go watch Gotham Knight, by the way.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Back to grievances.
Sorry, I don't even remember what your original grievance was before you're off on that tangent.
I don't either. What was I talking about?
I don't even remember what it
was. I did movies, studios that learned the wrong lessons from
right,
movies.
Okay.
That was my last
I think
one.
We got to talking about the Batman origin story. Oh, you were talking about how...
Oh, the MCU that everyone's chasing.
Yeah, how in Spider-Man Homecoming, the movie started and we all pretty much knew. We didn't have to see him get
power. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We already knew.
They didn't say Uncle Ben. He didn't say great power or great responsibility.
Nope.
Yeah.
Great. They assumed that we'd heard of Spider-Man before, which was nice.
We have.
Yeah,
16,000
exactly.
times.
But also, rebooting it. Speaking of that movie, not only is Michael Keaton the best Batman, Michael Keaton is now the best, I think, MCU villain.
Hmm.
But I guess Spider-Man's not officially MCU.
Yeah, he's in the MCU. Yeah. I mean, he's not a...
But that movie...
Because Iron Man's it. Rob Downey Jr.
That's true.
Yeah, he's an MCU villain. Yeah. He was the first really good one. A lot of people like Loki... I get it.
I mean, I like Loki. He was the first one, and he's kind of stuck around with us. He's done that thing that we love when some villains do, especially like smarmy, charming villains.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
love
yeah.
it.
He's a charismatic dude, Tom Hiddleston. So
yeah.
For whatever reason,
yeah.
Yeah, Michael Keaton's excellent. They were on quite a run. Thor Ragnarok. Cate Blanchett's really good. Hela didn't really have much to do in that movie.
No.
But then you had Killmonger followed up by Thanos. So three out of your last four.
Yeah.
No. Well, they sucked for a long time. They're like, who's this? I'm the bad guy. Cool.
Now I want to kill stuff. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
I'm taking over the immediate area that we're currently
in. I'm doing it because of reasons.
Because yep.
Like,
evil.
Ronan in Guardians of the Galaxy, Ronan the Accuser, he's like, I'm going to destroy Xandar and their culture. Like, okay. Why? Because of the war we had. Okay. Why? But then you had Thanos and, you know, his reasoning, whatever. But he had a motivation that you could understand, even if you don't agree with it. Sort of Killmonger, too. Killmonger was an extremist.
This is the problem. See, people say that, oh, Killmonger had this great reasoning, but... I mean, he did, but not really. Did he?
He's like any extremist in any part of the world. People in ISIS feel the same way. Like, I hate America because they didn't help me. They hurt our
country.
You know, it's the same.
But it was still pretty shallow. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just... This goes back to the Black Panther problem for me, again, at this whole...
Hey, should we get into that?
No, I don't know if we should get into that. I think we should do more.
<We say that. laughs> Yeah. That is your grievance with Black Panther.
It's my whole grievance. I have the whole grievance.
No, because you said, yeah, you just didn't. The hype was, but you'd have to hear about that movie for 9 months straight. About the
right,
movie.
Right.
It's hard, like I said, even the best movie, that's hard mm-hmm. when it's hyped up that much to walk into it and just watch it for what it is.
Yeah. I'm going to air another grievance here. And this one, now, this is probably a whole different show. We should just have a whole episode based on things that we think are overrated. But I'm going to fling some shade Goonies way. Goonies is not as good as everyone says it is. It's not even as good as
the you are trying to get what hurt tonight.
I am. I'm picking fights. I'm spicy. Goonies didn't have nearly enough. Here's what I always wanted when I watched Goonies as a kid. More data, more gadgets, more. Cause he had the cool, like the launching.
Do you mean data or data from Star Trek?
Definitely Data from Star Trek. More Brent Spiner.
Where is that guy these days? I haven't seen that guy.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what he's doing either, but he'll probably be in Star Trek Discovery now that they're bringing Picard in. You know
Data. Yes!
No. They're not bringing Picard in Discovery. They're bringing a whole new series with Picard.
Oh, it's a whole new series. I thought they were putting in Discovery.
I'm super excited about them. I know. Yeah. I about, like, had a moment.
The next generation.
The next generation.
The Pepsi generation.
I totally. And then recently they were all spotted having dinner together. LeVar Burton and all of them. Except for minus Commander Riker. I forget his name. Jonathan Frakes.
Really? Frakes wasn't there?
Frakes wasn't there, but everybody else was.
Doesn't he have real bad back problems and stuff? Like, wasn't that the whole reason he did the
weird the step chair over thing? The chair?
That is not why he did
is that.
That,
a
that is not why.
The Riker maneuver.
God, why does he do that? I don't know.
The Riker maneuver is actually.
It could be a
character
because he's supposed to be a suave dude, and he's also like 6'5". So
true.
If I was a suave dude who was 6'5", that's probably how I would sit on those stupid chairs. Because they didn't have backs, really.
They didn't have backs.
So. Some of them did.
Yeah, but they weren't like this.
Yeah.
They were really short. They were short.
They
backs.
Were short.
They were like,
they looked almost like kindergarten chairs.
They did, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Plus, he's probably like, his hips were a little sore from banging every alien on the ship.
Yeah. That happens. That's the life. It's tough being Commander Riker.
Including Whoopi Goldberg. So
I'd hit it.
Well, back in the day,
1991.
I'm sorry, that was horrible. Yeah. That was horrible. I'm sorry. That was absolutely horrible. Grievances.
I guess I can bring one up. It's pretty petty, but
that's what we're all about.
Well, granted, Jason Statham. Not against Jason Statham himself.
I was gonna say,
but no, not against the dude. Why is it in 90% of his movies? What's your name? Parker. What's your name? Farmer. What's your name? Carter. What's your name? Arthur.
Yeah,
I'm generic shaved British.
Yeah.
And I always make this face, like this stoic.
I've always got a growl to my voice.
He was good in Lock, Stock, and
but
not Lock, Stock. What's his name? Snatch.
Snatch. He used to be a comedic actor, mm-hmm. and he was great as a comedic actor.
Hmm. And he's good in Spy with Melissa McCarthy. If you've never seen Spy, actually.
I haven't.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
is
it's actually pretty good. Yeah.
I've heard good things, yeah.
Because the way they marketed it was like, haha, it's slapstick, because that's Melissa McCarthy. And there is some of that, but it's actually a pretty good spy movie spoof.
All right.
Not on the same level as Austin Powers, but it's up there.
Okay.
Austin Powers was just a making fun of James Bond specifically.
Yeah,
for sure. But
yeah.
Farmer. Did I mention Farmer?
Farmer.
Because it was Farmer.
Is he a farmer in that movie?
Farmer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that
character's name.
Actually, he's a rancher, oddly enough.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
A okay. rancher named Farmer.
I have one, and I'm going to say this, and please don't take me the wrong way. I'm not a monster, I swear to God.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm not a
monster. This is going.
But I hate kids in movies.
Yeah, you're 100% right, almost always.
And I hate that they never die. And
Go ahead.
And I'm sorry, I'm not a monster. I'm just saying, I hate that because there's no tension there. They're being chased by a monster, and you know they're not going to die because they're a kid.
Sure.
Let the monster get them.
Quiet Place, I when that kid got snatched, I was like, very nice. Yes. I was like, oh, my God.
Now, I got a movie for you guys to watch.
What is it?
It's called Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Oh, Requiem?
It's the second one, which is the fact that they call it Requiem.
Yeah,
beautiful. Perfect.
This is our masterpiece.
So, first of all, important for a number of reasons. You meet the Predalien, which is the predator
alien.
The Predamorph. Yeah. The Predamorph. The first, like, one of the first scenes in the movie, ship lands. It's a predator ship. You see kind of what's going on inside. An egg that he didn't know was in there goes, and the face, you know, hugger goes after him, and he crashes. And a bunch of other eggs that are on the ship start hatching. And they land in the woods, and this father and his kid are like hunting, and they hear, you know, like huge spaceship crash, and they're like, I wonder what that was. Go walk over.
Are these the carrot? The
dad rabbit? Goes over. You hear, you know, like a little alien noise and nothing. And the kid's like, Dad? Dad? And he starts walking over, and they do a POV of like the kid walking up toward this like log that he's going to have to climb over to see. Like he sees the smoldering wreck, but he can't quite see what's over on the log. And just as it starts to come over, a facehugger comes up and gets the kid.
Nice.
And it made me very happy.
Nice.
I immediately started applauding. I was laughing.
See, I know. It feels bad, but like I'm tired of these movies where like kids are being chased or kids are in a situation. You know they're not going to die. So you're like, mm-hmm. I'm not invested in the scene because I know this kid's going to get away. Movies just have this rule where they cannot kill a kid.
Yeah. And they're almost always terrible actors.
Yes.
To harp on The Last Jedi too much, but that kid at the end.
Good Lord, dude.
The kid at the end, when he's looking at the stars, he can't even just look at these like stupid looking face. Like,
well, that's because I
think some kid will look up. Make a dumb face while you're looking up.
But that's exactly what happened. You know, the director was like, all right, Bobby, I want you to look at the stars. And the kid was like, okay. He's like,
look hopeful.
No, look hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, look.
Look hopeful, but close your mouth and make your eyes like too wide. Be sure to do that.
Imagine you open your gift at Christmas and it's not exactly what you want, but it's still pretty cool. But it's like, yeah, it's like, oh god.
Inept security guards.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
And everything.
Yes.
Westworld. Like, we've got our security running, mm-hmm. and they don't even fire a shot. They're just like running down the hall at the robots.
We have these highly trained military personnel who can't fire a goddamn gun.
That's right. Just bad direction. Like they can still die while looking competent.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh, they just ran up. These robots are just, their robots are designed to do whatever.
I was trained to aim this gun, but I wasn't trained how to pull the trigger. Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, I missed that week.
Look at them. Inept, highly trained forces. Stop it. Just don't call it. Just be like, oh, it's like the volunteer security team. Get them in there.
Stormtroopers
are we're here!
It's like, oh,
Stormtroopers are the most accurate soldiers.
They are, unfortunately. In most movies, they're very accurate compared to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Only a Stormtrooper would be this accurate.
In American Sniper, the movie about the American Sniper, Chris Kyle, but the guy he's going up against, who's not a real guy, is like sniping off everybody except when they're having their little one-on-one battle. He can't hit anything all of a sudden. So we had the American Sniper, who also was the Flash.
Yes. Good Lord.
This is bad direction. Just have a miss because of something that happens.
So is that your movie grievance, is bad direction?
Yeah, I think, well, that too. But specifically, highly trained security forces that are totally inept when it matters most. Mm-hmm. Or everybody, they're always highly skilled. And then they die by getting crushed by something that really, if they'd taken one step to the right, they would have lived.
Yeah.
Prometheus, for example.
Never saw that either.
Oh, rolling ship.
And
she's running.
All she had to do is just like,
just rolling aside. She's running long ways away from this ship that's rolling out there. I'm like, dude, just go to the side. It's a two-dimensional object.
The scene
much.
In Austin Powers with the steamroller was shorter than the scene of her running away from the spinning spaceship.
Uh-huh.
Where else did they do that in? Was it in God, what movie was it? One of the Jurassic Parks come to mind, but I can't remember if that was
the
it.
The guy who got stepped on because he just went, oh, it lasted a little too long.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, it's just
there was the second Jurassic Park where a guy got stepped on.
Oh my god, don't get me started on second Jurassic Park. That was not good.
Similar to Battle of the Bastards in Game of Thrones for those Southerners who are all caught up on that. You know, none of you.
That was purely for the shot of Jon Snow with the sword with all those people charging him. That's all that whole scene was for.
Oh, I know. But it's all about who's the little Stark boy that he lets go.
Oh, that.
Just run straight for him.
Rickon, who's been in like three scenes in like seven seasons.
Poor kid.
He's still making his money, but Jesus Christ.
Man. Yeah, we got like one episode of the season.
How to dodge an arrow, run in a straight line, and then when they fire, just go a little bit It doesn't matter which direction. And they keep
you can literally, like, that's, I love that there were maps online that showed the diagrams of all the safe ways he could have run. One of them's just like a real lazy S. Like, that's all you had to do.
That's what I learned in Breath of the Wild. Wait till they fire and then just move slightly.
Yeah.
Because once the arrow's in the air, they can't.
It's not like
force to move it.
Yeah.
Wow.
They hadn't come up with heat seeking arrows yet.
Not yet. That was a couple years later.
Yeah.
Or cannons that can, volley in space.
Yeah. Like, I love that.
I know you love that. I know you love that.
Bombs that behave as though there's gravity below the ship.
I could do an air, just airing grievances on that movie.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it could happen. Maybe the bombs had a little homing thing. They're magnetic arcs.
How come the ship was faster so they could get away, but they could only get so far away and then it was the same speed?
It's called mass, man. It's called mass.
Your
lack of understanding of physics is not a problem.
They've established that speed in the Star Wars universe is still a factor in space.
Right.
They always say that some ships are faster than others. That's fine. The Millennium Falcon outruns things all the time. They say that the ship's fast so they can't catch it, but it'll stay in range. So literally it's like, I've got to here. Oh, shit, now we're stuck.
No, now we're going the same speed.
Yeah.
That's not how speed works.
That's not how speed works.
But either speed works or it doesn't work. And it's fine either way. You just got to pick one.
Well, what if the ship was running out of power?
Well, it was running out of fuel, which is a brand new thing to the Star Wars entire canon. It was in Episode 8.
There's
fuel. We introduced fuel.
Well, fuel is a thing.
What they had done before was the hyperdrive was leaking. That's when they always had to find repairs. Episode 1 did that. Like, oh, we can't go anywhere because the hyperdrive is leaking.
Can't do anything with a leaky
hyperdrive. Happened in Knights of the Old Republic as well. But you're still fast.
Yes.
You can't jump to hyperspace because there's too much fuel.
Yes.
You could have scattered your fleet because they said the ship was only tracking one ship.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have a whole episode on just Last Jedi.
Yeah.
But don't worry. That captain, first in history to ever discover that you could run a spaceship into another spaceship.
Okay. On that, who in here, like, let's say you're running from the cops. Who in here is like, I'm going to turn my car around and just ram them all? Like, who thinks that? Like,
if I'm letting all my friends get into a van that's running ahead of me, you damn right I'm going to turn around and
think about it.
Who
thinks of suicide as like their first thing? Like, oh, well, I can just turn my ship and ram them all. Like, who thinks that? Like,
I don't think that was her first thought.
Though, exactly.
She was sitting there and watching ship after ship. Like, 8 of them got blown up.
Okay.
It was desperation.
Okay.
Oh, I should do something.
But it's desperation. And it's just like, she's like, oh, wait a minute. Time out. What if I turned this ship into the hyperdrive atom? She didn't know what would happen. Maybe she would have went through. I don't think she knew what would happen, right?
I didn't mind that.
It's a cool scene, though. It's beautiful.
It looks amazing.
Beautiful. There's a lot of stuff in that movie that was beautiful.
It looks very
cool. Made no sense.
Like Canto Bight.
When Canto Bight.
That goddamn
20 minutes on
okay,
casino.
I will say,
you could have cut a good half hour off that.
I will
movie.
Say if they had to put okay, so I expected when they were showing the table with the guy rolling dice, I thought they were all gonna part and it was gonna be Lando going.
Yeah, we all thought that.
And I'm like, oh, that would have made it worth it. If they had Lando on there,
that's pretty
nobody
much
would have said
the movie.
A word. Nobody would have said a word about that scene.
Well, great Lando. Well, yeah, because then the assumption would have been that whole scene just was there to get the Lando.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
How do you not get, because they said like we didn't have a part for Lando, but we got Justin Thoreau in here. Oh yeah, you gotta have Justin Thoreau.
Yeah,
Star Wars.
Yeah,
guy.
Forget that Billy Dee Williams guy. I don't know who that is.
It's Justin Thoreau, but no, it's visually quite stunning. Most of the movie. My favorite scene is when Kylo Ren and Luke Skywalker confront each other, and the ground's completely red all around them. But then in the next scene, Kylo Ren is sliding around on the white stuff.
Okay, we're gonna have to talk
my
about
favorite
this.
Scene.
I rewatched that. When Luke first walks out, it's starting to snow. Okay, so that's
falling.
It's not. No, it's snow. It's not salt. It's snow.
Oh, salt.
It's snow. Snow. The white stuff is snow. Like
you
watching.
Didn't think that you thought the books got burned. I don't know if I can trust you.
Well, I mean, I
didn't.
They? No, they didn't.
No, they're in, Finn when he opens to get the blanket, he does this to the books just so we see that the books are there.
Ah.
And then, even though he already would have seen it, that's another movie thing because audiences can be dumb.
Yeah,
like if we needed to know that this beer bottle was here, but I was actually going for this microphone, a director would be like, picking up the beer bottle. Oh, there's the microphone. That's literally what it is. He just does this with his hand flat over the books and then reaches over next to them and grabs the blanket that was sitting there the whole time. That's again. That's because audiences can be stupid. So the directors are like, shake the books a little so people.
But apparently, you missed the fact that it started snowing just before. So, like, when Luke first walks out of that thing,
you missed the fact that I think it's salt.
It's snow. It's absolutely snow. I watched.
No, I think it is snow because isn't that when the little crystal foxes?
Yeah,
lead
it's starting
out?
To snow. Yeah. It starts to snow just before that, and then he fires, and then all that stuff like that, and then it's been snowing the whole time, and then he goes out, and then the snow has.
So what was the purpose of the dude going? It's salt.
Well, that's to show you that the red. That's where the red.
The
was
red is
from.
Salt.
The red is salt. The white is snow.
I've got a real one. How did Rose catch Finn and knock him out?
I told you about this. I told you about this. And then
told
we had
what you said. It's fine.
There we go.
It's fine. You it's told fine. Me was the Millennium Falcon did it.
The Millennium Falcon. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Talk about. So here's the deal. In the first Star Wars.
No, it's not the first. Okay.
The first Star Wars. The very first one. Episode 4 or whatever. Okay. Whatever. The first one that came out. Episode 4. The Millennium Falcon. He takes his money and he leaves, and he's off screen. He's not even in the same battle.
Yes,
and all of a sudden, Luke is going down the straightway, and Darth Vader's chasing him. And all of a sudden, the Millennium Falcon just swoops down and goes, "You're all clear, kid." Blows things home. You don't have a problem with that. But Rose was actually on the same battlefield.
Wait, so we never saw where the Millennium Falcon went?
No, and he wasn't even anywhere near
the
battle. But
we didn't know where he was.
Yeah, that's what's stupid about it. We knew where Rose was. Rose is on the same battlefield.
We did know where Rose was. There was an establishing shot of her going the opposite direction of Finn.
That's right.
They made a big point of talking about how crappy these speeders were.
Right. But you also got to remember, Finn is going into a straight laser. His ship is slowing down. Rose's ship was still fresh. She's moving faster than he is. She can loop around and grab him.
See? She looped around. So fast that she caught up to...
His ship is slowing down. He's flying into a laser.
Even so, she'd have to be going so fast that then when he's even slowing down, she can come at him from straight on. Also, when she crashed into him, they, in real life, probably both would definitely be dead.
Oh, yeah.
She hit him at full speed.
Yeah, because Star Wars is real life. Star Wars is completely real life.
But they could have just slowed that down a little bit. So it was less of a, like... Boom! Right
but
now.
You still won't concede the fact that the Millennium Falcon comes out of nowhere.
No, we didn't see the Millennium Falcon leave the planet.
But he grabbed his money and left. That's the assumption.
He could have been
sitting just chilling on the planet
time.
The whole time.
Yeah,
why would he do that?
Maybe he's waiting for the Death Star.
Maybe he did that thing that they did with the Star Destroyer, and he just very sneakily, quietly had the Millennium Falcon on the back.
Why would he do that?
Maybe he did that thing that they did in Last Jedi, where Chewbacca dropped into the middle of a battle. And then there's a lot of maybes here,
but there's no like
the escape pod dropped out, and then Chewbacca immediately.
The
left.
Fact is,
maybe Han Solo flew away and was like, "That's
the
bad
fact
idea.
Is we know
back.
Where Rose was. She
fuel
was on
didn't
the same-
exist yet, so they could hyperspace as much as they wanted to.
The fact is,
Rose was going so fast she looped around the moon. She got a gravity boost.
Yeah, she looped. She's the planet's gravity and came back in, and then grabbed Finn. Yeah,
the Crystal Fox's head. Rubber bands.
They did.
Yes. This is where it all falls apart because, as we know, every planet is flat and she couldn't have looped around.
There's
it.
No way. Yeah.
And would have fallen a lot off. Of people hate the bomber at the beginning because of the way the bombs fall. That didn't bother me. What bothered me was when the remote control fell. And, like, so the girl was like, say here, and the remote control fell 9 feet. You see it fall way beyond her, and then she catches it with just her straight, outstretched hand. Straight across.
Maybe she has 9 feet arms.
But it was straight across. I mean, because they didn't even bother to like make it so she had reached down. They were just like, "No, it caught it."
She used the force.
Also,
that was definitely Rose's girlfriend in the first draft, wasn't it?
Probably.
And then they're like, "No, we're a Disney movie. It's her sister now."
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, because all Asian people, even though they're clearly not the same Asian descent, are sisters.
Yes, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I assume.
Even though Rose is clearly Vietnamese and the other girl is Chinese,
Princess Leia's. Sudden General Leia, I guess. Forgive me. Her sudden appearance of the Force.
Oh, like don't get started.
That didn't bother me.
That didn't bother me.
I thought it looked stupid.
It looked
but
stupid.
It didn't bother me that it happened.
No, it didn't. It didn't bother me a whole lot. But there were better ways to do it.
You don't think she learned anything from Luke or other people in 40 years?
I'm fine with saying that she did that. But we're like, first of all, we could have seen something earlier.
We did see something earlier. Aha! In Episode 7. She is the only character outside of Yoda and Obi-Wan to display the ability that when Han Solo died, she could feel it happen.
Ooh.
Okay. That's fair. And she knew she sensed Luke on Bespin.
Yes.
Yes. That too.
In Cloud City.
Yes.
She was able to reach out to her.
She knew he needed help.
In the extended universe, she actually uses lightsabers and stuff. So she's
that's all gone.
Yeah, that's
extended
all gone
universe.
That's not canon. Sorry. But
even it wasn't a stretch for me to believe that in the course of 35 years, she learned a few Force tricks. Because, yeah.
I'm fine with that too. It was purely the wake up. You know, covered in space ice.
Yeah,
reach out and do a super dramatic opera singer, whoa!
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It looked weird.
And even me, I enjoyed the film, but I think it looked really dumb.
If she talked about this,
operating on Force Instinct, we do have precedent for that because Anakin Skywalker was a pod racer and he was just doing things because the Force was just working through.
I just think it would have been better. We talked about this if she's out there, her eyes open. And there's, debris. She sees an emergency kit and she forces that over to herself and puts a breather on or something.
And then, you can just have somebody
and you can just have someone see her and you can get a little shuttle.
Beam her
up,
right? I'm sorry. That's going to piss a lot of Star Wars fans off.
That's the thing, that's true. Because that was the first time, I think, that we've seen somebody use the Force to pull themselves towards something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be wrong on that.
And again, it looked kind of silly. And I just think there would be more subtle ways that don't, because that one was just like, look at her use the Force.
It's also,
and it'd be cooler to be like, oh my god, oh she used the Force there.
And it's sort of weird because she's moving through space, but your brain still wants the clothes to flow against the wind, but that wouldn't happen. So that's part of it too. It's just your brain's like, doesn't look like she's moving. How is she moving if nothing's happening? But she's in space, so it makes sense.
Glad that you brought up that it kind of looked like an opera, because I was really hoping they would have flashing text that said, this is a space opera. Just so you guys know, Star Wars is a space opera.
It's you not lying a sci-fi bastard. That's not true.
They're fantasy films. They're not sci-fi movies.
It's a fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even if she had done this, grabbed with the Force, and just kind of swim moved. I don't know. It's that's hard to make it look good either way, no matter what you're doing. That scene didn't bother me. It looked weird, but
it bugged me.
That had happened.
So we're wrapping things up. We're coming to the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap things up with, since it's an angry hour, let's each of us go around. Let's name one person we wish we never had to deal with in movies ever again.
Could be an actor.
Just one person at all.
Cause it'd just be one
mine's
person.
Mine's easy. I can go first.
Does that have to be one person? Can it be multiple?
I'm sure. Go for
whatever.
It could be an entity.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want a whole other hour on the episode.
Josh has a scroll he is currently Mine would be, I think, without a doubt, Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Oh, even above Michael Bay. I'm tired of Zack Snyder.
Unfortunately, I believe he is done due to...
No, he's doing something else. He's done with the DC universe.
Oh.
But he is now moving on to another project.
Yeah,
he's...
It's unfortunate why he had to step away, but I am kind of glad he stepped away.
Yeah,
it was his daughter?
I believe it was his daughter.
Yeah.
Committed suicide or something. Very sad.
Condolences,
but I hated him before that.
Condolences
so
to the
feelings,
Condolences to the Snyder family for that. But
absolutely.
Dude had to step away from movies. I'm sorry. Yeah. It just had to happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of Michael Bay, that would probably be my choice. Too many explosions. Too goddamn many explosions.
Many.
And also, that could be an hour in and of itself. You got these classic characters, Megatron, Optimus Prime.
Who?
Megatron and Optimus Prime, you see, of Transformers fame. And they both have their little quips, and they're about to make contact. Megan Fox is in this movie. Let's see what her ass is up to.
That was dangerously close to being a good movie, though.
It almost was. The first one, simply because it was the first, it was like, I'm into this. And then they just would not show any goddamn robot fight.
Or they'd show it way too close. And you were like,
It was like spinning around.
I thought that movie turned a corner when he was fighting the guy with the scorpion tail on the bridge. And Optimus Prime's like, I forgot I had this big ass sword. Cuts and kills him like, all right, now here we go.
Uh-huh.
Here's where the robots fight. No. It was
Nope.
So screw
robots
you,
don't fight. They argue in between fighting that we don't get to see.
That's true.
But we see the argument.
That's
all,
part of Black Panther,
like
philosophical
DOS.
Fight.
It's all
like
MS-DOS language.
What they're saying, or run with the cube.
It just makes the text image of a finger, middle finger.
Ugh.
So mine, the person that I wish I just didn't ever have to deal with in movies again is James Franco.
Okay.
I just don't like him. Like, I never liked him.
Disaster Artist was so good,
though. Oh, that movie.
I haven't seen that. Oh, and maybe that's great. But I don't know. Everything
is it
else
he hit
I've
on
seen?
That 17-year-old, or you just don't like him?
Well, I mean,
outside
that's,
of that,
that's,
like that
that's,
was that
that's pretty
was that the reason, weird. Or was that just the?
No, that's just like when that happened, I was like, "Who?" And you people are surprised. Sure. Like, I don't know. He's always given me a weird vibe. Like, I've never thought he. I don't know. Just something about the way he carries himself, the way his characters always seem to be portrayed. I'm just not into it. Like, I've never thought that he was. Even before the 17-year-old thing happened, I was like, I don't see why everyone seems to like this guy so much. I like Seth Rogen, and Seth Rogen seems to like the guy. Yeah. But
you know what's gross about the 17-year-old thing? That was illegal in California, but it's legal in like 30-some states, 32 mm-hmm. states.
You're great. Fantastic.
Josh, who do you hate?
Oh, okay.
Who would you kill? So not, kill.
Not kill. Not
kill. Who would you soul stone away?
Yeah.
Person, entity, group.
Guys, they don't feel so good.
Yeah, we are going to watch the first 5 minutes of Infinity War after this.
So. I completely feel you with Zack Snyder. Completely feel you with that. But I'm going to have to say also Joss Whedon. I mean, this guy. I mean, come on. I mean, he's got that one. Yeah. Everybody just loves this guy because of Firefly. And, like, it had one season.
And Buffy.
Just, and Buffy. And, like, but, like, he's a kind of hack. I mean, he claims to be like, that's kind of a hack.
But then I feel that way, too. But Cabin in the Woods was so good.
Cabin in the Woods was good. Excellent. I enjoyed that movie.
I just...
But I get it.
It just, I don't know, man. I'm going to say Joss Whedon. I can't do
it. Well, and he turned out to be a real sack of shit, too.
Yeah.
With his whole, like, I like to write strong female characters.
But he doesn't, though. That's the
well,
problem.
Well, first of all, yeah, his characters don't actually tend to be all that strong.
They're not.
But
they're
none of his characters are, to be fair. Even,
yeah.
None of his characters are strong. Yeah. They just kind of
and think about
stab
even,
somebody at some
think
point.
Think about even Buffy. She's like a high schooler. She's.
But that wasn't his source material.
It wasn't.
He adapted the movie,
but still,
which was a
like,
comic book, I think. But.
Yeah, it's just I can't even. Yeah,
but like he did all this. He called himself like a feminist voice. He was like,
right.
You know, blah 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 blah. And it turns out he's been like being real creepy with all the women that are on the shows he writes.
Right.
He's cheated on his wife several times.
Right.
When she called him out on it, he was like, "You're clearly being paranoid and crazy." Because I'm a feminist and I'd never do that to you.
Never.
Isn't that the lesson? Is basically if anyone's like, I'm a this, they're not.
They're probably not.
You just be that.
Yeah.
Just be that.
If you have to tell people, then you're not. You're probably not.
Yeah. Somebody has to declare themselves king. They're truly not a king.
Wow.
That's really some wise words from Tibbles.
Yeah, I totally made that up on my own. I didn't steal that from any sort
with great power comes great responsibility.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I made
he's
that
right
up.
Off the top of his head.
Top of my head, yeah. I made
with the double.
He didn't write that down or anything.
No.
Did you want to plug anything to our several listeners who probably already know who you are? You don't have to.
Plug anything. Like, I don't do anything.
Your art. Let's cut this part out.
I'm a photographer, so go to Redwine. No, wait. Actually, my website has changed. jredwinephotography.com, and you can see my beautiful landscapes.
It's good stuff.
It's pretty good.
We got one hanging. It's not hanging. But it's right over there.
It's right over there. It's on canvas.
It's
leaning. It's Milky Way.
The fireplace.
It's Milky Way shot. Yeah, so I'm a photographer, and that's what I do. And I also talk a lot of trash on Facebook, so look me up.
And he hates every good movie.
I hate every good movie. Not every good movie. Blade Runner 2049 was amazing.
That is a great movie.
Gorgeous. And he hasn't seen Space Jam.
Oh, and he liked Coco as well.
I loved Coco.
Coco's
a good film. Coco's a good film.
That's what got to be Pixar, maybe.
I just haven't seen Space Jam. I never will. And if you have a problem with that, then I don't care.
But tell him on Facebook.
Yeah. People will try to trick you into seeing parts of Space Jam until you've seen the whole movie.
Actually, really quick, I was in Oregon, and you know, I had a little bit much, and you know, the happy stuff.
He did a heroin thing.
No, it wasn't heroin. No.
And, you know, did a little much.
I was just, you know,
that was me hitting my vein.
And
so.
Space Jam happened to be on, and I could not tell. I was so. Out of it, I couldn't tell if it was actually on or if I was making it up.
Would you describe just a few key scenes and we'll tell you?
Well, I remember the introduction being really long, like really long, like 30 minutes long. I'm like, wow, this is a long introduction.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting
there. Space Jam's only like an hour.
Is it really?
It's long. It's short.
How long was the introduction though? I heard it was a long.
I don't know what you mean by introduction.
Like when it was coming on, like it's showing.
Because it starts with him like,
you know, he's a baseball player.
When I grow up, Dad, I'm going to play
basketball. And he's like, oh, are you, son? And he's like, yeah. And now I'm going to be in the NBA. He's like, oh, really? He's like, and then I'm going to play baseball just like you. And he's there's a sport. That's all like before.
That's true. That's not, but that's like 2 or 3 minutes.
But it was from what I remember seeing is.
I guess you're real wasted. That might seem.
I was high. What I remember seeing is.
Wow, that's what I save you.
Asterisk. Yeah,
what I remember seeing
well,
was.
Well, of course it seemed like it was long.
What I remember seeing was one person dunking. It's still like scenes of.
Was it Michael Jordan?
I don't know.
There is a scene.
Was it Bill Murray? Because there's a scene of him literally stretching the dunks.
It was just dunking and music. And dunking and music.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they win the game, Ben.
That's right.
It was dunking, music, dunking, like long music.
It was, I think they did like a.
It's like a montage.
Yeah, it was a montage. It's a montage. A fake montage of his career. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what I remember. And it was really long. Like when I was. It was. I remember being.
It probably felt long, but it's maybe three, maybe four.
Yeah, it was. It just felt long. I was out of it. I will never do that again. I'm sorry. That was. It's not for me. It's just not for me. It's not.
That's fine. You haven't seen it.
No.
That's cool.
I would think being way too high would make it better, but I don't know.
I couldn't tell what was.
It's not a good movie.
I couldn't tell what was real or not for like an hour.
It would be impossible to watch that movie now, having not seen it as a kid, and be like, love it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What movies have you seen too high, Sotskers?
I thought of another good one though. Oh. We could call our fans Sotobots.
Sotobots.
But that sounds like Sado, like S-A-D-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sotobots.
Sotobots.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh. That's a very different bot.
We're going to backtrack on that.
Sartorians.
Sartorians?
That's not good.
Sartorians.
I'm sorry.
Sartorians?
I'll see myself out there.
Sodders? Could be good.
Giant river sodders?
Ooh.
Stupid.
Ben, where can they find us?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you will find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All of them at Sotswatch, SOTSWATCH, Sotswatch.
Aaron, what's the first 18 digits of pi?
3.14, I'm breaking up.
Oh, no.
3.14159256358979. That's all I got. 365. That's all I got.
Damn.
8675309. Yeah.
Hey, don't check me. Don't check me on that, though. I don't know.
Thanks for listening. Catch us next time. I don't know when we're going to put this one up.
Next Thursday, probably.
At some point.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably have another live episode after this.
Yeah, at the end of the, well, at the beginning of October, probably.
Okay, so yeah, well.
Yeah.
But
everybody, thanks for listening. I'm Ben.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Josh Redwine, special guest.
Ooh.
Like a pro. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Keep watching, Sots.